Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Unemployment Podcast. I'm Sarah. If you're new, welcome. And I'm actually recording this the Sunday before it goes out on Monday. So it was such a nice, warm, sunny day in Boston. I know it was warming up along in the Northeast. And today we are going to talk about meditation. A few weeks ago, I did like that Pisces season card pull, and that was just so fun. So I just took a few seconds, shuffled up my deck, and pulled us a little card for Aries season, because Aries season began on March 20th. So we're just a few days into the next astrological season. So I pulled the card, and it's called Lifting the Veil. You can go, I'll post it on Instagram so you can see it, what it looks like. And it says, questioning everything, anything unaligned must go. And I'm going to read a little clip from the book. And this deck is, if you hadn't caught the other episode where I did a card pull, it's the Star Seed Oracle deck by Rebecca Campbell. And so, lifting the veil. Things aren't always as they seem. This era is one of uncovering mistruths so we can remember ancient truths. Everything is in a state of recall and realignment. Anything that isn't in harmony with the planet will not survive. This goes for society and the world at large, as well as in our own lives. If you pull this card, you're being called to energetically scan your life for things that may no longer be a vibrational match for who you are and how you've grown. And it says, you're being called to trust yourself, what's out of alignment, and then take the baby steps required to bring it back into harmony. This is no easy feat, but it's so worthwhile. And two questions that you can ask yourself is, what isn't congruent in your life? And how are you being called to bring it back into harmony? And this is really interesting too, because I was saying that it was like a nice relaxing Sunday for me. I got up, I slept in, I got up, and I just did a little really gentle like yoga flow stretch and meditation. And we're going to be talking about meditation today. So it kind of goes perfect. And I know that I write a lot in my journal. If you have listened to this before, you know I always talk about my journals, but like lifting this veil or like questioning everything, like that honestly makes my heart race a little bit faster. Just because it seems like a lot, you know, it's like to constantly be taking inventory of your life. Like that just, it's like a washer machine and you're just like going and going and going and going. But it's just so important because it said, take the baby steps required, because like, there's so many little steps and little things we do every day that end up shaping us so much, and little things that I didn't pay attention to because I was just like focused or overwhelmed or in autopilot all the time. That's how I felt before I started using meditation as a tool to like ask this question. So if I'm asking the question, what isn't congruent in your life? I don't need to sit down and write a list of 50 things that aren't working in my life, at least for me. And I'm actually curious if like most people are like this, or sometimes I feel like I need a little extra time and space, but like maybe everyone does and we're just so used to going, going, going. But if you just like, you can ask yourself that question and then you can just take a breath, take a second and let yourself like actually think about it fully instead of just reacting like with, oh, it's this, 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 and this, and I'm going to do this tomorrow and like going so hard. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah. So today we're going to talk about my journey. I'm going to share a short story about how I started on meditation and a little bit of the history and just kind of where to get started and why I just think it's so important. And also, I wanted to talk about this is because in the episode from last Monday, I talked about all like my failure projects, quote unquote failure, because I also reflected on the meaning of failure in it in and of itself. But one of them was being like a meditation, the millennium meditator on Instagram, like, and I have a passion for it, and I was like, let's just do an episode about it since the millennial meditator has gone to rest. So I got into meditation a few years ago. I had just graduated college, and my life just looked a lot different than it had for basically my whole life because I didn't have sports anymore, like that student athlete post college kind of confusion and just not knowing who you are when you're not like a student or a student athlete. And now I was this working person and I had this job that I didn't like with people that I didn't feel like I liked or connected with. And I had a lot of time like after work and just I had moved to a new city. I moved to Boston. And so I had a lot of extra time on my hands. And this was before TikTok. So I couldn't just scroll on that bad boy. So I probably was scrolling on Instagram and I found this person named Casey Edward. We have a podcast episode together on my podcast and on her podcast, actually, too. That's kind of funny. That's a throwback for you. But yeah, and she was a life coach. And I was like, honestly, I feel kind of embarrassed for admitting to myself that I need a life coach, but I just do. Like, I'm not happy at all. Like, I'm not happy with kind of the way my life is going. And I have these big goals and dreams, and I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I didn't know how to bridge the pathway in between to reach those goals or just do anything and break out of like my shell, kind of. And so I started working with her and I took her course. It's like an online course that she had, and she was teaching about like law of attraction, meditation, and like quantum physics, and just things that those kind of all go together. And I was learning about them, and so then I was like, okay, I didn't know anything about meditation before. Like, for a quick little history lesson, it has religious ties. So like it started out as a religious practice in like ancient Egypt and China. Okay, this is a Times article that I will cite for everyone, but I'm reading a little bit from it. Like Judaism, Hinduism, and Buddhism, I think is the most popular like source of knowing about where meditation came from. And then it spread along the Silk Road, and moved through Asia, and then eventually, over time, came out to the Western cultures. And when it got to the Western cultures, it started to morph a little bit into from a strictly religious and spirituality side to like a scientific side. And so that's when I started to be like, oh wow, like this is a lot of interesting stuff about psychology, neuroscience, epigenetics, the brain, consciousness. And I love psychology and neuro, everything I just said, I love. And so I was like, okay, I feel like I can get into this now. Just because I'm not like a person that thinks of themselves as someone who's very religious or has been religious in the past. And I started using, okay, so back to the story. So yeah, so Casey, I did her course and the course online was amazing, and then it came with two like virtual Zoom life coaching sessions. And so the first one, she was like, and I'm gonna share, oh yeah, I forgot I found that. I'm gonna share like my before little thing that I wanted to get out of everything because it was really like really interesting and cute to look back from like 2018. But I shared my before of like kind of what I was looking to do and how I was unhappy in my life. And then in that first session, she said, hey, like, do you meditate? And I was just like, no, like, I really liked yoga and I liked doing yoga in college, but I just like couldn't get behind just sitting just for no reason, kind of. That's how I saw meditation at first. I was like, this isn't a workout. Like, I'm just sitting here. It's like boring, or I'm gonna fall asleep, or these are like things that I was thinking about meditation before I learned more about it. And she was like, listen, you just gotta start doing it. Even if you hate it, just try, because it's really important in order to start to bring changes in your life and kind of start to direct the ship instead of just sitting in the passenger seat, sitting on the front of the yacht. Don't get me wrong, I love a good sitting on the front of the yacht as the captain drives, but only if the captain is taking me where I want to go. So I needed to get into that spot and start making choices that made changes. And so I downloaded Headspace, and I love Headspace. I don't use them as much now, but they had like a 3-minute meditation, and they also had like a meditation for anxiety, because I would like get super anxious going to my new job and trying to be somebody I wasn't when I went there. Or like for if you're tired or if you're happy, like it just had these different moods that made me feel like I was able to customize like what I was getting with the meditation. And I just started with 3 minutes because I was just like, 10 minutes seems way too long. Like it was way too overwhelming. So I started doing that. And then honestly, by the end of the month, when I had my last session, I was sold, and I had gone on to Headspace's website, and I'm on there now too, because I just want to share like a little bit more about it. It's on their website, they say it's a skill, an experience, and it's not about like emptying your mind so it's nothing, but to witness your own mind and witness your own thoughts in your mind. And they always use the analogy of watching your thoughts go by like clouds in the sky. So like I don't need to be watching a like I don't need to be jumping at every single thought that's in my mind, especially thoughts that are about not being worthy enough, not looking good enough, not being skinny enough, eating too much, not being good enough at my job, not having any skills. I'm just listing off all the problems that I've like started to uncover. Don't get me wrong, this is a lot of like this isn't Zen. This is like work, a lot of self-work, but through meditation is when you give yourself the space to do that work. And also on their website, like things like decreasing stress. Like I wasn't super stressed because I was really stressed during college. And then when I wasn't in college, I was more like having a midlife crisis, no, a quarter life crisis, midlife, whoo, having a quarter life crisis. But it's so important to decrease stress. Also, like it's about the practice is about like cultivating kindness to your own thoughts, and then therefore that translates with kindness to other people. And I was going through this time of what really matters. Like, why did I get an engineering degree? Like, am I doing anything? Am I helping anyone? Like, I just like want to be a good person, like a better person. And I feel like it's so underrated to like wake up and have your goal for the day to be a nice person and like consciously think that. And so meditation is just a really good tool to cultivate more kindness, because I mean, can't really argue with that, right? And then also focus is something else that really like resonated with me in particular, because I don't want to be too hard on my like past self, like high school and college age, because I did a lot of stuff. I had learned a lot of lessons. I had a lot of fun. I played my sport. I played lacrosse. I studied. I did a lot, but I feel like sometimes I don't remember a lot of it just because I never had time to like take a breath, and I didn't give myself that time. And also I was just think I was always really distracted, like always looking to what's next on my calendar. What do I have to do next? And never just sitting and being in the here and now, and not even reflecting on like the good times and the memories, but just like fully being in the now. And I remember I would lay after I started meditating, I would just lay on my old porch in Boston, and I would look at the sky, just like stare at the sky after work for like 30 minutes on a nice spring afternoon. And I was like, I'm so weird. Like, why don't I have friends? Why aren't I going out to happy hour? Like, this is weird of me, but I just like felt really called to take a step back almost because I had been in this hustle and bustle of college life, and headspace can improve like your focus. And also at my old job, I was always like listening to podcasts and listening to music, and people were always coming into your cube or calling you or emailing you, and there was a lot of stimulation that I don't know if it's just me, but it was kind of hard to feel like my head could think clearly. At least at school, when you're studying, you can turn everything off, turn everyone off, and focus at your computer. And now, since working from home and working on my own projects for a year and bringing my meditation practice back to me, because I should also say in a minute how I kind of lost it during quarantine, but I just sit in dead silence and just focus on my work. And actually, right now, I am just recording this podcast and that's it. I'm not trying to do 50 things at once. And so I thought it was really valuable for that too. So I started meditating. I got really into it. I would do it every morning before work, and it helped me create space in my mind for a lot of things that I wanted in my life. And I got all those things, let me tell you. Like, I wanted a new job the minute I got that first job. And last year, in March, after about 2 years at my old job, I had secured myself a brand new job in downtown Boston. I wanted to travel. I would just meditate in the morning, drive to work, get to the work, start writing in my journal, and then start getting into my work at work. So I would write about traveling to California and so many things. And I did all that stuff in 2019. And also, what was the other one I was going to say? Oh, and also, I have been living in my old Boston apartment that I moved to when I like literally moved here with the clothes on my back. And I was like, I want a new apartment that's like amazing. And I was just like envisioning it. And I got that too, my lovely like quarantine house that is just the best. And so, yeah. So, anyways, because I was able to clear out the chatter and all these like autopilot thoughts that had just been in my head, in my head, in my head, I didn't have to grab onto them anymore. So, like, for example, if I woke up in the morning to go to work and I thought to myself, not on purpose, but on autopilot, oh, it's Monday. How I think we've all had that thought, right? We wake up and we're like, oh my God, it's Monday. I don't want to do this. You didn't, maybe you tried to think it, but it's also just ingrained in you and your subconscious at this point. Every Monday, you're waking up and thinking this. And so I would wake up, I would think that thought. Don't get me wrong, I would fucking think it. But then I would say, okay, take a step back, take a breath. And I would do my meditation. And the way I started meditating, like I said, 3 minutes on Headspace, and I wouldn't even sit up. I would lay in my bed and do it because that's how low I needed the bar to be to get myself to feel good about just being able to do this, to create a new habit, basically. And I would see that thought in my head. I would see all the other thoughts about everything, and I would just say, okay. And I would just observe them, observe them, observe them. Yes, my mind would go on a tangent. It always does. But I would just come back to focusing on the breath, just breathing in and out naturally, not anything special at all, and just focusing on breathing, which is something that we do automatically, which we need to do automatically to live, obviously. But focusing on only that allows me to then decide, okay, do I want to give any energy to this thought of, oh, it's Monday? Or maybe another thought came into my head that was like, oh my God, I'm gonna go to this flower garden later. That would be so fun. I'm not grabbing onto that thought either when it's in my mind, but I'm able to witness them all. And then when I do start my day, which is mostly autopilot, but then you get those hits of being super conscious. And also, this was when I was first starting out, so my whole life was an autopilot. I wasn't trying to, the whole point of me getting into meditation was so I could change my everyday thoughts, which would then change my everyday actions, which would then change my everyday life. And I've really done that over the past 2 years. So and then I could decide and I would have the clarity to think, okay, what do I want to put my energy towards? I think I'm gonna put my energy towards the flower garden and not ugging about Monday and just make that decision and putting the energy towards that. So I think we all know during quarantine, a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty. And instead of stepping into my practice further, I just got rid of it. And that was really detrimental. And I don't really even think I got rid of it for that long, but it was long enough to be like, oh my goodness, this is like the time when I need to lean into it the most and just clear my head. But I couldn't, and that's fine. I'm not freaking superhuman, you know what I mean? But after that little relapse or break or whatever you want to call it, I started getting back into it again. And then when I was writing, like when I was reflecting on the year in December, writing like my visions, and just thinking about what I want to put energy towards in 2021, meditation had to be on that list because I just it's such a tool for me, and I just feel like I have so much more to learn. So I ended up doing this amazing online course with this woman named Olivia. She's going to come on the podcast at some point, which I'm super excited for everyone to hear about. So she was doing a free, like it was once a week. We did a Zoom call together with a bunch of other people. I forget who, someone sponsored it, but I forget who it was. I learned about the way she has learned about meditation and also breath work too. So I got super into breath work and adding it to my meditation. And so basically, now I do every morning, almost every morning, 99.9% of the time, I wake up and I've graduated myself to sitting instead of laying. And I sit on this cute little meditation cushion that I got when I actually went to a meditation event in the downtown Boston Public Library in 2019 at some point, can't remember when, called the Big Quiet. They do like they, well, I don't know what they do now because they can't do like events, but they used to do events, like a meditation tour. I'm telling you, this is how into meditation I was and still am. So I sit on my cushion and I do this breath work called box breathing. And I used to only use box breathing when I was really stressed and I needed to like calm myself down or really anxious. But it's basically you breathe in through your nose for four, you hold at the top for four, you breathe out for four, and then you hold at the bottom for four. So you do this box of four breaths in, out, and then two holds. And I like to do that only for no more than 3 minutes, because I like to get all the fresh oxygen into my lungs after sleeping all night. So I just sit on my little cushion and I do that. And then afterwards, I go into a 10-minute silent meditation where I just breathe in and out. There's a lot of different kinds of meditation. Like you can look them up on Headspace, you can get different apps. But where I am right now in my practice is just a silent meditation, and I set my Apple Watch for 10 minutes, and it'll just vibrate my wrist instead of being like an alarm on my phone that goes off after 10 minutes because that could be very jarring. And there are so many days that I want to not do it because I'm like, oh, I have this great day planned. Like, I build my own schedule, I maybe have a podcast recording, or I have time, or I come up with all these excuses why I don't need to do it, but it's just something that is important to do every day because it affects like your every part of your day. Like a good example to think of is like if you're driving and you have road rage, like I sometimes do, especially after quarantine. It took me like a few months to get used to driving again because I was just stressed and like everyone was But ter I was seeing everyone be just such a terrible driver, and I was like, ugh. someone would cut me off and I would just like scream at them from in my car, obviously. But like, yeah, which is healthy at some points, like scream it off and stuff. But the meditation practice can just really help you in like those little moments that you don't think are that important, but that kind of are, because these are the little more moments of your whole day. And so, yeah, I do. That's what I do now for my meditation practice. And also, another woman that I really like on Instagram, Melissa Wood Health, she does like workouts. She also does meditations. And she's really into meditating and she talks about it on her story. And so I really like watching her journey too, because she says that she used to be like super reactive and like kind of like angrier at everything and everyone. And her meditation practice has allowed her to just develop like more compassion for herself, which translates to more compassion for other people. And yeah, I don't know what else to share about meditation. Let me know if you guys have any questions about meditation. This is your sign, especially if you've made it to the end of this episode, to start meditating, because it just really changes your life. And I think we all have a lot of exciting goals for this upcoming year. And sometimes it's hard to focus on them when our energy's focused on all these other little things that we can't clear out, that are just keeping us holding on to. And that's a perfect full circle to our Aries card pull, which was lifting the veil and just doing the inventory and figuring out what you're going to breathe that space into, what that energy into going forward, starting today, starting right as you're listening to this. Don't wait. Don't wait till next Monday. Don't wait till Wednesday to start something. I've honestly started just, I mean, I have a little like, I can't focus, but again, need the meditation for that. But like, if I want to email someone, I'm either going to email them right now when I think of it, or like within, the 2 hour block that I'm working and I note it, or I'm not emailing them, because you got to do it now. And if it's something big, you got to find the little things to build up to then do it. But yeah, that was just an end tangent. You know me. I'm trying to get better at it, but it doesn't happen all the time. But anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you on Thursday. Okay, bye. Love you. How could I forget what I'm listening to this week? That's what I'm calling it now. Not media of the week. It's what I'm listening to this week. I'm listening to Boy in Space, Remember Me, new song, so good. I'm gonna link my playlist that I have it on. And I think I've given them a shout out before, but I have to give one again because I just can't get enough of Figuring It Out podcast. And the reason I love Madison's podcast, and she was on my podcast too, one episode, is just because I feel like we have like all the same YouTubers. Like she has had Cammie, Taryn, Georgia Bridgers, Soph Mosca, and now she had Megan Hughes on her episode from like last week, and it was so good. So anyways, shout out to you, Madison. Love you. And go check out that podcast if you haven't. Okay, now we're really done. 's it for today. Thank you again so much for listening. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a review. You can follow on Spotify if you listen there. And please check out the Unemployment Podcast on Instagram and DM me with any of your thoughts and opinions on today's topic. See you next time.